Right away, people came to argue, to complain, as if to say, Shimon, what are you doing in that field? You should know we're going to take the field away from you. They didn't collect it yet. They didn't come and take it away. They didn't come to Bezdin with their star chayiv to say that Reuven owes us $1,000 to take in the field. They just came to complain. Like Rashi says, Oyrin. These are sikhim, means people came to Shimon out to start to complain to Shimon like a warning. To give him a guilt feeling, saying, be careful, Shimon. We're warning you, don't stay in this field. We're going to get it away from you. That's what happened. So what does Shimon do? Havada Shimon asked Harati, bought this field. Shimon feels very bad that he bought the field, and Shimon would love to give back the field. So Lachris, could he give it back or not? So Lachris like this. If Shimon did not make a chazok yet, he did not start to work on the field yet, then Shimon right now has a right to tell Reuven, I don't want the deal to go through. Rashi learns, in Loinosan Mois, we're talking about where Reuven, Shimon did not pay the money yet to Reuven. Even though usually the lach is, if you make up to buy something even before you pay it, you're not allowed to be chayzer as a misha pora if you're chayzer. Here though, there's no misha pora. Since you see yourself, there's a seeker, there's arguments here, it's a beer deal. So before you made a chazaka, you have a right to be chayzer and say, backing out, I'm not buying this field. But what about mishech zikvo? Once you made a chazaka in this field, then even though you didn't pay the money yet, the lach is, ain't a yachol achzaboy. You're not allowed to be chayzer, you can't retract. You bought it, and you're going to have to pay him the money. Why? Mishum diyomalei. Because Reuven tells Shimon, listen, chayzer the kitri sovarta the kibiltos. That, listen, you got a bad tackle here. Chayzer the kitri means, Rashi says, sakot in a small bag, the kitri molik shurim. You got a bag full of nuts. In other words, you got yourself a bad deal. But what can I do? Lamaisa, you made a kinyan, so that's called now the field belongs to you. And Lamaisa, the field wasn't taken away from you yet. There's only a seek and only Eirim. Therefore, you still have to pay me the money. The deal still goes through. Now the Gemara explains, when is it considered that he makes any type of a chazaki here, that he can't be chazer anymore, he can't retract anymore? The Gemara says, Mechidaya Shamitri. When he starts to walk along the boundaries of the field, that's called he made a chazaka. Well, Taisa says, even though this is a shvachar chazaka, but the chiddush is that you can't be chayzer here. He says, Shleim Adachi boy, the emeim asay the chazaka eched the yoyev kvar zuzi. Right, Taisa learns different than Rashi. Taisa learns here he gave the money. And still, before he made a chazaka, he could be chayzer. Just once he makes the chazaka, he can't be chayzer. So Gemara wants to know, how much of a chazaka does he have to do that he can't retract anymore? So the Gemara says, even the smallest amount of the chazaka, that he just walked along the boundary. And Ika the army, some say like this, that Afilo Bachrayas Nami, even if when Shimon bought this field off Reuven, he bought it with a guarantee. Even though he bought it with a guarantee, but if he made a chazaka on it, he can't retract. He can't take back. Why? The Omalei, because Reuven tells Shimon like this, Ach vo tircho v'shalom lecho. Show me the shtar tirfach. Tirfach means that if the Baal Chayv, if Reuven's Baal Chayv does go to Shimon and has the right to take the field away from Shimon, then when Bezdin takes the field away from Shimon, Bezdin writes Shimon a shtar tircha, to prove that this field was taken away from you because Reuven owed this person money and Reuven didn't have the money to pay him, so this person comes now and takes the fields from Reuven away from Shimon. So then Shimon has the shtar tircha. When Shimon has the shtar, the field was taken away from me, now Shimon goes back to Reuven and says, I bought this field off you with a guarantee, you have to pay me the money. Then Reuven agrees, I have to pay you the money. But here we're talking about Reuven sold the field to Shimon. That's a machlokes if Shimon gave the money or not, but I call upon him, Shimon made a chazaka here. Once Shimon made a chazaka, now the field belongs to Shimon. Did the people take the field away from Shimon? No. They didn't take the field away from Shimon over here. We're only talking about Asik and Urim. That means the big bullies, they're belching, they're stop talking, they're complaining, they're telling Shimon, watch out, we're going to take it away from you. Like Rashi says, a lot of people that complain never really get around to collect the money. So therefore, Reuven has a right to tell Shimon, listen, nothing doing. You bought the field, you made a chazaka, you owe me the money. I sold it to you with a guarantee. True. The guarantee is that the day the field is taken away from you, I'll pay you back the money. But up until then, the deal goes through. So Lemaisa, nobody took the field away from you yet, Shimon. People are only, like, threatening you, saying they're going to come and take it away. But so far, they didn't take it away from you. Therefore, the deal still goes through. And therefore, Reuben has the right to tell Shimon, you owe me the money, pay me up. Shimon says, I bought on a guarantee. So Reuben says, true. The day they take it away from you, show me Achva Tircha, show me the Shtar Tircha. Show me the Shtar that they took it away from you. And then I'll pay you back for Shalom Lecha. But Kolzaman, these people did not take the field away from you yet. The deal still goes through, and you still owe me the money. Yeah. Mishnah says, "Mi shahoy noshui shalosh noshim." Umeis, a person married three wives, and the husband died. Salacha is now he owes all three the ksuba. That's salacha. When the husband dies, from the nechassim, from the property left over, each wife has a right to collect her ksuba. Now, uksuvasa shelzumana. Each one of the wives had a different type of ksuba. One wife had $100 ksuba. Vishelzuma sayim. The second wife, she was a psula. She had a ksuba worth $200. Veshelzu sholoshmeyes. And the third wife had a ksuba, even wrote a tasis ksuba to an extra $100, $300. So each one of them want to collect the money now. Now it depends. Veyein shom elamona. Let's say the husband only left over $100. That's all he left over. Then the three wives now want to come and collect their money from this $100. How do we divide up the $100? So the Mishnah says, Shchokin b'shava. We divide it up equally. The Chura equally should say, each one of them gets one-third of this $100. That since the $100 is Meshubah to all three of them, because even the first one has a right to collect $100, so all three of them have a right to collect at least $100, therefore this $100, like, is Mechuyev to all three of them, so they divide it equally. Each one gets 33 1/3. What about Hoyisham Mosayim? Let's say there was $200 left over. Hoyusham Mosayim is Shalmona, the lady that has a right to collect $100, Notelis Chamishim, she gets $50. This tomorrow will ask why. Chorosh, she shouldn't get more than 33. But she gets $50. Shal Mosayim, the one that has a right to get $200, Vishal Shola Shmeyos, and the one that has a right to get $300, Shloisha Shloisha Shalzo. Each gets 3 zov, which Rashi says each dinner is 25. Kids said each gets 75. So the way this $200 here is divided up is that one gets 50, and the other two get 75 apiece. So it's 150 and 50. That's how to divide up this $200. So the Gemara doesn't ask why. It doesn't make sense. So we'll see in the Gemara why we make the chalukah this way. But I call upon him when there's $200 left over, then we say the lady that deserves 100, she gets 50. And the two that deserve 200 or 300, they get equally 75 apiece. What about Hoyusham Sholesh Meyas? Let's say the husband left over $300. What do we do now? Shelmona, the lady that has the right to collect $100, Netelas Chamishim. She still only gets $50. That's also a kasha. Why? The Shelmosayimona, the one that has the right to get $200 collects $100. Vishal Sholoshmeyas, and the lady that has the right to collect $300, Shisha Shelzov. She gets 6 times 25, in other words, she gets 150. That's the way we divide it up, which also doesn't make any sense, but see in the Gemara why. So kids, in this case, when there are $300 left over, the 100 gets 50, the 200 gets 100, and the 301 gets 150. V'chein, the same Allah replies, V'chein Gimel, you have three people, She'etilu lekis, when they went to do business together, that they all gave money into the pocket, into one pocket, into one, into the business. They made a business, and each person gave different amount of money into the business. Is pichsu wa yasiru, later either there was a gain or there was a loss. Is kachen chokin, they divide up either the gain or the loss the same way. The same way our Mishnah says here how to divide up between this 100, 200, 300. That's the way also people go to business, and one guy gives 100, one guy gives 200, one guy gives 300. And if there's a loss or a gain, that's the way they divide up. The same way the Mishnah says, that's the way they divide up also. So now we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense why do we divide up this way.
In a business, that's only
Now the Gemara says, so the first case in the Mishnah, that's very good. In the case where only $100 was left over, so all three of them have a right equally to get to that $100. So therefore you divide it up by three, each one gets 33 and a third, that's very good. But the next part already is Akasha. The next part is already when there are $200 left over. When there's $200 left over, then we said the one that gets $100, she has the right to get 50. So Gemara says, Shalmona, the one that has a right to get $100, Netelas Chamishim. She collects $50. Fred Gemara, why? Tulasin lo tulasa vetilto de yisla. All she should get is right there only 33 and a third. Because what happens here? $200 was left over. So good, let's look at the first $100. The first $100, all three of them have a right to get it. So therefore, the first $100 should be divided up equally between all three of them. And then what I should have said is, the second $100, who has the right to the second hundred? Only the second and the third one. So they should divide it up equally. So really what it should have come out is, that the one that has the right to get 100 should end up with 33 and a third. And the other two should end up with 83 and a third. Why do they come out on 50? Doesn't make sense. For the Gemara, this one that gets 100 should only get a third here. And the Gemara, Sama Shmuel, Shmuel says the Chiddush here. Alright, turn over. Yes, most of this. Omar Shmuel says, because seves balas mosayim, la balas mono, that the lady that had a right to collect 200, told the one that has a right to collect $100, you know, I'll do you a favor, dinu dvorim ein li imach b'mono. With the first $100, I'm giving up my share to you. That's the case here. The one that has a right to collect 200, told to the lady that has a right to collect 100, with that first $100, I'm giving up my right. So it comes out in the first $100, who has a right to get it? Only two ladies. The first lady and the last lady of 300. Therefore, the first one and the third one divided up equally. Therefore, that's why both of them get 50. That's why the lady with 100 gets $50. Fred Gemara Yehochi is so aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? Shel Mosayim. That in the case where there were $200 left over from the father from the husband, now it says that the lady that has a right for 200, this shall sholosh meis, and the one that has a right for 300, they both get equally. Sholosh, sholosh, zov. They both get three zov dinrin, which is 25. They both get three times that. They both get 75. So that's what the Mishnah says. That when 200 was left over, that the way they divide it up is the 100 lady gets 50. And the other two, the 200 and the 300 one, get 75 apiece. And this the kashrus is why. Why does the middle lady of the 200 get 75? The chura taimala, the third lady should say to her, ha salik tanashachamina, you took yourself away from the first $100. So it should have been like this. The first $100 is divided between the first lady and the third lady. The middle lady, the second lady gets nothing. When it comes to the second 100, true, then the second lady and the third lady should divide equally. So it should come out as really that the one and two gets 50 apiece, and number three should get $100. So why does it come out they both get 75? So the answer is, Mishum the Amrit law. Because the middle lady, the one that has a right to get 200, tells the 300 one like this, Midinu dvorim hu deslika nafshoi. You should know, I only took myself out of here only what's negaya to the first lady. That's all. Because even in the first $100, it's not the pshat I'm taking myself out of here completely. I'm only taking myself out of here in order to let the first lady get 50% in the first $100. That's all. But once she gets her $50 for the rest of the money, the next $150, I want an equal share just like you do. So since Lamaisa, we look as if there's $150 left over. So the lady that has the right to get 200 has the same right to it as the lady that gets $300. So therefore both of them come and divide equally the extra $150. So in other words, the lady that deserves 200 tells the 300 lady, that there I let the first wife take 50, it's not the pshat I took myself out of here completely. I only took myself out of here to let her get a bigger share in the first $50. That's all. I gave up, in other words, instead of all of us getting 33, I let her take a little bit out of my money to give her up to 50%. But the rest of the money, I want to have an equal share in it. So whatever is there more than $50, I want to get an equal share. So Lamaisa, after we take her away, her 50 away, there's $150 left over, both of them get it equally. That's why the Mishnah says that the 200 and 300 both get 75 apiece. And then the third case also the same way. What about Hoyisham Sholashmeis? Let's say the husband left over $300. So what does it say? It says the one that has $100 again gets 50. And the one that gets 200, Mishalmasayimon, it gets 100. And the one that gets 300 gets 150. Now, for the Mishalmasayimon, the one that gets 200, one deserves 200, gets $100. For at the Gemara, Shivim v'chamesh u'di yisla. All she should get really is just 75. Because why? Again, she gave up her rights in the first $100 or $50. So she gave up the first 50. How much does she have a right to get now? Up until $200. So minus 50 is 150. So she only has a right to $150. And since there are two of them, the one that deserves 300 also has a right for those 150. They should divide it up equally. So each one should only get 75. So why does the one that gets $200 get 100? She should only get $75. Is Amar Shmuel? Shmuel says like this. This case is like this. When the third lady, the one that has the right to get $200, wrote, the one that has the right to get $300, wrote Labalas Masayim to the middle wife, the one that has the right to get $200 like this, or Labalas Mona to the first one, that Dinu Dvar mainly Yimachim B'mona. I don't want to have anything to do with the first $100. That's what the third one wrote. So it comes out to the first $100, it goes 50-50, it goes 50-50 to one and two. Now the second $100, that they divide equally. Two and three divide equally the second $100. So therefore two works out with 50 from the first 100 and 50 from the second 100. That's why number two gets $100. And number three gets 50 from the second $100. And the whole third $100, that's only Mishur Batur, she gets the whole third $100. That's how we get from the Mishnah, it's 50, 100, and 150. So kids, he has to make a kintis that one gave in to the other one to take away her rights in a certain amount of money. So it's a little doichik. The Mishnah doesn't say this. Therefore, Rav Yaakov in our pocket, Mishmed Ravino, may look a little different from Shad. No. Reisha v'shtei tfisos, v'seifa v'shtei tfisos. I'll tell you another teretz here. We're talking about that they collected the money at two different times. V'shtei tfisos means two different collections. Rashi says, Ravino Amma, Loi tukma v'kaisevis, now where one gave in to the other, ele v'shtei tfisis, she'tosu metaltan l'ksubos, l'ksubosan, they collected metaltan, v'leninsu len mosayin l'pam achas, ele v'shtei pomim, because the ladies went to look over what the husband left over, and first they grabbed a certain amount of money, that's all they found, and then later they found out there's more money left over, they came back and get a second time, that's the case. So what does it mean here, like this? You decide for v'shtei tfisos. Reisha v'shtei tfisos. What does it mean the reisha? They took money two times. Denoflo shivim v'chamisha v'chadzimna. First they only found $75. That's all they found first. Omeya v'yesrim v'chamish v'chadzimna. And the second time they went to look, they found 125. So Rashi says like this. Denoflo lem ayinei v'chadzimna. Oboyo lodin aleim. And the first they found $75. So all three have an equal share in it. Is Chokin B'Shova Shrei Shibush Lashdur Shem Amona. All three of them have a right to get at least $100. So for the first $75 they found, they divide equally. Each one gets $25. Now they found another $125. The one that deserves $100 already got $25. She only has a right now to argue about $75 that she still deserves. Hilkach, Ayinei Mishubodim Lekulanu. Out of this $125 they found right now, $75 of it again is Mishubit to all three of them. Therefore, V'cholkin Oysen. Therefore, the first $75 out of this $125 we divide between the three of them. So it comes out, so far all three got $50. Hare Biyad Kolachas Chamishin. Period. So that's how the first one ends up with $50. Now, the Amoysar, this extra $50, Ain't balas mona chelik boy. The first lady has no right to it. It's more than $100. That's Hainu the Koma. That's why it says Shel Moshayim v'Shel Sholish Shmeis Sholish Shleisha Shalzov. Those two equal up with 75 apiece, because they already divided up 50 equally, and now there's another 50 to divide up between number 2 and number 3, so they again get another 25. That's how 2 and 3 end up with 75. That's another easy way to say how number 1 gets 50 and number 2 and number 3 get 75 apiece. And the same thing with the Sefer. Sefer is also b'shtei tfisas. Denoflu shivim v'chamisha v'chazimna. First it was 75. And then 225. So therefore it's very good. The first time they divide up 25 apiece. Now, the first lady in the next 225 only has the right to get 75. So the first 75 they divide equally, and then the 200 they divide equally, and then goes to the 300. That's how also we get 150, 100, and 150. Mar says, Tanya, Zu Mishtas Reb Nosson. This is what Reb Nosson learned. Rebbe Yem, Rebbe learned, Ein on the Roin Devorosh Rebbe Nosson Bielu, Elechokas B'Shova. We don't like the way Rebbe Nosson said over here, but rather the eight trees, they have to divide it up equally. Nothing doing. That's the Rashi. Rashi says, Sefer Mishtei Tfisas, Umasayim V'yesem V'chamisha V'chazimna. Ayin Ayin Minayin Yad Kulum Shova. The first 75 is equally, 25 apiece. Obalas Umasayim Shlagosa B'tfisa Rishayin El Eskun V'chamish, Bo Lariv Al Shniya Kufayin Hei. Again, the first 75 they divide equally. All three of them got 50 apiece. That's how we get it equally. Now, this ain't on the Ryan Dibri of Jonathan Belu. We don't like, it's not doing with the three people put the business together. To awesome, shvach moyeshesh bichum asayim shakli. There they're getting the profits what their money made. Hilko kolechad yitlofi moysev. Each one gets upon how much money he put in. Avloka time mishum shibudihu. The whole nechosav achroin leksubasan. Hilka achshola shamonim mishubodim lebalas mona. Kishach avrosea achetigva of kol ksubasa. Fika chokas bishava. He says here is different. The mind says each lady here has 100% shivun on that money. Even though there's $300 left over, but the pshat is the lady that deserves 100 has the right to say, until I get my 100, all the money is meshuvah to me. Nothing's done. You can't say 100 is like mine and the other 200 is between you. Until I collect my 100, all three is meshuvah to me. Therefore, in a case where the husband left over $300, still each lady gets $100. And they don't divide it up equally according to the portion how much money you own. It's this time when you put the money into business, 100, 200, 300, the profit comes according to how much money was put in. Therefore, each one has the right to get the profit according to what percentage he put in. But over here, each lady has the right to say, listen, the smallest one to say, the husband gave me a ksub of 100. I have a right to collect 100. And until I get 100, all my husband's property is meshuvah to me. So therefore, even though we're left over $300, she has the right to say, all 300 is meshuvah to me, just like to you, just like to the other one. Therefore, all three divide up equally, each three of them, each one only gets $100. All right, let's start.
No. Yeah, Tzadik Gimel we're holding here. Yeah. That's Tzadik Gimel, we're off on the bottom. The verse says, Chayin Shloisha Shetilu. The Mishnah says the same thing if three people put money together to go into business, and then there's a gain or there's a loss, they're chulkin the same way it says in our Mishnah. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this, what's going to be if Shnayim Shetilu Lekis? Two people put money into business into a pocket like, Zemonu V'Zemasayim. One person deposits, gives $100, and the second one, Shutu, puts in $200. So they're going to do business with $100, with $300. So Shmuel says,